The Naked Sun by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 1957 by Isaac Asimov. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Doubleday, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. A Question is Asked. Stubbornly, Elijah Bailey fought panic. For 2 weeks it had been building up. Longer than that, even. It had been building up ever since they had called him to Washington, and there, calmly told him, he was being reassigned. The call to Washington had been disturbing enough in itself. It came without details, a mere summons, and that made it worse. It included travel slips directing round trip by plane, and that made it still worse. Partly it was the sense of urgency introduced by any order for plane travel. Partly it was the thought of the plane. Simply that. Still, that was just the beginning of uneasiness, and as yet easy to suppress. After all, Lige Bailey had been in a plane 4 times before. Once he had even crossed the continent. So, while plane travel is never pleasant, it would at least not be a complete step into the unknown. And then the trip from New York to Washington would take only an hour. The takeoff would be from New York runway number 2, which, like all official runways, was decently enclosed, with a lock opening to the unprotected atmosphere only after airspeed had been achieved. The arrival would be at Washington runway number 5, which was similarly protected. Furthermore, as Bailey well knew, there would be no windows on the plane. There would be good lighting, decent food, all necessary conveniences. The radio-controlled flight would be smooth. There would scarcely be any sensation of motion once the plane was airborne. He explained all this to himself and to Jessie, his wife, who had never been airborne and who approached such matters with terror. She said,
"But I don't like you to take a plane, Lige. It isn't natural. Why can't you take the expressways?"
"Because that would take 10 hours."
Bailey's long face was set in dour lines. "And because I'm a member of the city police force and have to follow the orders of my superiors. At least I do if I want to keep my C6 rating." There was no arguing with that. Bailey took the plane and kept his eyes firmly on the news strip that unreeled smoothly and continuously from the eye-level dispenser. The city was proud of that service. News, features, humorous articles, educational bits, occasional fiction. Someday the strips would be converted to film, it was said,